Let me start by saying that I love bluegrass music, especially gospel bluegrass. The album Lord Help Me Find the Way by Ralph Stanley II and the Clinch Mountain Boys is in the top 10 of Billboard Magazine's bluegrass chart, and I imagine they'll be performing songs from this gospel album when they come onto the stage of the Sorg Opera House in Middletown Friday night, September 27th. With me on the phone is Ralph Stanley II. Thanks for talking with us tonight.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to be on here with you, and I'm really proud of it. And yeah, it's been doing really great.
Well, Fathers and Sons, one of the songs on that, you released it on Father's Day this summer. That must have special meaning for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's one of my favorite songs on the record. You know, I've got a 13-year-old son, and it just hit home to me. Just reminding me of, things my daddy told me, like trying to give you good advice, and it's just a great song. And when I sing it, it just hits home and hits the heart. And you can really put a lot of feeling in them, you know.
And are the other songs on the album gospel standards, or are there some new ones?
Mainly all these are brand new. A lot of them had never been recorded. Maybe one or two had been recorded. I wrote a couple of them that I know, hadn't been. Well, actually, Between Fathers and Sons, I know that was actually recorded by Dale McCurry. I don't know what year he recorded it in, and I didn't realize it either, but he did it his way, and I did it my way. Everybody's got their own sound and their own style, but I didn't realize it. But yeah, mainly these are all fresh material, and we did I Feel Like Going Home was a number that I'd always loved to hear my dad and Uncle Carter, the Stanley Brothers. They recorded that on King Records out of Cincinnati, probably back in the late 50s, early 60s, maybe something like that. And they had that's where I got that song from.
Well, you were talking about your style. How does your style differ from that of your dad?
Well, if you like Dad, there's my Uncle Carter. My style it's in the same flavor and manner, but, everybody's different, a little bit. Well, it's like, a song I recorded, Bluefield, for instance. It was recorded years and years ago by Stonewall Jackson, but when we did it, it made it ours, made it different, and made it fresh, and that's what you want, when you hear somebody come on the radio, you want to be able to say, well, that's Ralph II, or that's Ralph Sr., or we just sang it from the heart and try to make it mine some way.
Well, and you played with your dad in the Clinch Mountain Boys for a number of years before your dad passed away in 2016.
Yeah, I got my start with Dad. Well, I started traveling with him in about 1988, 1981. I was 2-3 years old, but I don't really count that, which I've traveled all my life pretty much. When I got up to about 15 years old, almost getting ready to turn 16, he gave me the job singing lead, and that was 1995. And I done that up to about 2008 or 9, somewhere through there, and he called me off to the side one day. He said, Ralph, he said, I ain't always going to be around. He said, won't you try to put your little band together and get out here and start traveling and start letting people see you, for who you are by yourself. He said, as long as you're standing beside of me, I'm going to always overshadow you, and you're never going to get the credit you deserve. And he said, it'll pay off for you down the road. And he was right. Then he said, if you don't have any shows playing or whatever, you're welcome to come back with me. So I would go back from time to time, but somebody else took over the role. So I just kind of come back, and I went out and guest spotted on a few shows, with him and stuff like that. He thought that would be the best, too, to let people pay more attention maybe to what I was doing, because he knew he wanted me to have the Clinch Mountain Boys name if something ever happened to him or he had to retire. So I didn't know that for a long time because I asked him, what should I name my band? A lot of promoters are asking me, do I have a band name? And he would say, no, you don't want to name your band nothing right now. I'd just keep it the way it was. But he knew, like I said, what he wanted me to have.
I'm pretty sure I saw you on stage with your dad and I think your son, too, at Riverbend Music Center here in Cincinnati one night. Three generation
well,
of Stanleys.
Might have been my nephew.
Was that what it was?
A lot of things he's my son, but no, he's not my son. He's the one kind of stepped in there and started singing there after Dad asked me to, start my own group and start letting people find out, who I was and all that, like I said. But now my son's just 13 years old now, and he's Ralph III, and at this moment, he hasn't showed any interest in playing any music of any kind, and I'm not trying to force nothing on him. If he ever wants to do it, that's fine. I'll help him, but, at the end of the day, if somebody wants to do something, they've got to want to do it and have the heart for it and go for it, And I've got an 18-year-old daughter, so we've got two children.
Well, and have the members of the Clinch Mountain Boys changed since your father passed away?
Well, when my dad passed away, I had a band going, you know, so some of my band members became Clinch Mountain Boys, like Alex Leach, for instance. Now, he's currently left my band. He started his own band himself 1st of September. I've got a new guy that's 22 years old that took his place, Landon Fitzpatrick. He's from state of Georgia, and he does plays the five-string banjo now, and he's done a really good job stepping in there. And John Rigsby has been with me for 10 years and was a Clinch Mountain Boy for 10 years with Dad. When I started my own group, I hired him. He had already left Dad. I had a bass player working with me at the time. He'd become a Clinch Mountain Boy. So actually the band that Dad had, you know, when he passed away, that wasn't my band, you know. So I had been out on my own. So, you know, if I hired anybody tomorrow, they'd be a Clinch Mountain Boy, you know, now. Randall Hibbett, he's with me now. But see, Dad had a fiddle player, Dewey Brown. Him and his wife's got a band out now. My nephew there, the one everybody thought was my son, you know, he's got his own band, I guess.
And who's going to be singing harmonies at the Sorg Opera House?
Well, John Rigsby, you know, he sings a lot of harmony. And Landon, the new banjo man, he does a good job singing. And Randall does a good job. He's got one or two he sings. And they all just kind of mix it up, you know. And, you know, I sing some baritone here and there, too, with somebody if they're leading or something like that. But we've got a good sound right now and good band.
Are you traveling in your dad's bus? I remember seeing it on I-75 a number of times.
Yeah, when Dad passed away, he also wanted me to have that bus, which he put my name on the title when he first bought it, actually. You know, I'd got out and started out in a van and got me a motorhome, and I'd actually bought me a nice bus. And had a sponsor, had it wrapped for a while, and then when Dad passed away, he wanted me to have this bus, so I couldn't really afford two buses and didn't need two buses, so I sold the other one that I had, and I didn't, you know, I kept this one and just kind of re-clear-coated it on the outside. It needed some new air units, but Dad bought it brand new in 2003, I believe it was, so it's still rolling in it. Got a lot of good memories, you know, and every time you get on the road, you just have a lot of flashbacks, you know.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing you and the Clinch Mountain Boys up at the Sorg Opera House on the 27th. Be safe on your journey.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that, too, and hopefully a lot of your listeners, will, if they hadn't already, will, as soon as they hear this interview, they'll get on there and get their tickets and spread the word, and we really want to have a good representation and have a good turnout. I know we got a lot of good fans up in there, and hopefully they will come out and support the show.
Well, thanks for taking the time to speak with us tonight, Ralph.
Well, honey, thank you for doing it, and, you know, thanks for what you guys do, too, to help keep people hearing it and everything, you know.
I've been in conversation with Ralph Stanley II, who's bringing the Clinch Mountain Boys to the Sorg Opera House in Middletown Friday night, September 27th, from 8 to 11. You'll find a link to the show at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Lee Hay.
To me, one of his chosen, when the shepherd's flock is gathering, when the trumpet sounds and the pearly gates swing open, oh, I hope that my Lord will let me in. Of his chosen, when the shepherd's flock is gathering, when the trumpet sounds and the pearly gates swing open.